Welcome back. 451, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And Charles Hurd writes the nuclear option column here at the Washington Times. And today's is entitled Exceptionalism, Obama versus Bowing Obama. You must have saw the same pictures I looked at yesterday, Charlie. Oh, it's like seven pictures in a montage of Obama bowing to foreign leaders. It was beautiful.
I have to say that I was I thought that last night's debate contained all sorts of good news, and the best news of all was to find out that here we are, nearly 4 years into his presidency, he finally has come to the conclusion that maybe America does hold sort of a unique, I think he called it the one indispensable nation.
Yeah.
Maybe America holds a unique role in the world. And I'm so glad we could have provided this lesson for him.
You know, it's so funny about that. Last night, the Democrats accused Romney of coming over to Obama's way of thinking on certain foreign policy issues. But I saw Obama do the same thing last night. You know, in talking about something like this, where all of a sudden we are the most important nation on earth, where all of a sudden we're indispensable. I mean, and all of a sudden we're the best friend Israel ever had. And you know, it just
That's such a great point. And part of the liberal orthodoxy is that if you just keep saying something over and over and over and over again, then eventually you'll be right in their minds.
Yeah.
But that's you're exactly right. That is. Not only what they accused him of, but the truth is it was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
But the real reason I think that it looked like Romney sort of lay down on so many of those things is he just decided to pick and choose his battles, and he wasn't going to make he didn't make nearly the big fuss over Libya as a lot of us would have liked. I would love to see somebody torn to pieces over that. But I think he made the wise, the shrewd political calculation that, you know, beating up the commander-in-chief over a recent screw-up overseas cuts both ways. You know, it could hurt as well as much as it could help. And so really what I think liberals were seeing was a very, very, very shrewd strategy, as well as just a very savvy debater that during the primary, I never thought that we saw this shrewd of a debater out of Romney.
Yeah. All of the stuff about cutting the military is not going to happen after all. Seriously, he made that decision last night. I mean, to me, that was such a shocker. You know, Obama blurts this out, and I just played it a couple of minutes ago, but I want to play it again.
First of all, the sequester is not something that I proposed. It's something that Congress has proposed. It will not happen.
It will not happen. It will not happen.
Hallelujah. Imagine how much trouble, agony he might have spared everybody. If he just made this decision earlier. Of course, this does not prevent the administration from cutting these deals with all the defense contractors, begging them not to send out layoff notices as required by federal law, because all the indications are up until now, up until last night, was that in fact these cuts were going to go into effect.
Yeah, but you know, here's the funny part. After the debate, his campaign people tried to walk that back, as they like to say.
Yeah, it was amazing. And they tried to claim that, what he's saying is that no one wants that to happen. Oh, okay, well, it's one or the other. But I choose to go with what the president said.
Yeah.
He's the commander-in-chief. He said this. And if he said that, I certainly hope that everybody holds him to it, because it's going to be truly a different world if they go and cut $500 billion. You know, not like we have any enemies to worry about. It's not like, you know, we don't need national defense. You know, we'll be fine. The world loves us, and the world is filled with such good people, you know?
Yeah. I'm laughing because I just saw a story. David Axelrod has come out to say, I think we're in the lead.
Did you see the quote from I think it was one of those fundraisers where President Obama said that Michelle and I will be fine no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
However the election turns out.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
I think they're starting to it's one of two things, or both, really. They're beginning to realize how much trouble they're in, but then they're also trying to, guilt donors into giving more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my guess is they saw some of this tracking poll information that came out today. Not only do we have Gallup now, and I mentioned this a few minutes earlier, Gallup showing a 5-point spread with Romney in the lead. Now Rasmussen comes out today with their tracking poll and says, yeah, we got it as a 4-point lead. So now these pollsters are starting to separate from the pack. Gallup had been hanging out there, but now we got another one. So that's got to be that's got to be promising for the Romney folks.
Yeah, I think so, and I think, quite frankly, and this is not to their credit, I think somewhat surprising as well for a lot of them. I think a lot of them have sort of the campaign has been sort of expecting that they were doing more poorly than I think that they were doing. But you know, the upshot of it is that these polls were ridiculous. 2 months ago, a month ago. People haven't, it's not that people are undecided, it's just that they voted for Obama last time, so when somebody calls them, they say, oh yeah, I'm gonna vote for Obama again. They haven't even thought about it yet, really.
Yeah.
But now, it's only now that people are sort of like tuning in. And did you see Fox News had the highest, collected their highest number of viewers during the debate last night, while Monday Night Football was on, and the Game 7 of the National League Championship Series for baseball was on. And yet still that many people tuned in, which also would suggest that it's largely conservatives who are tuning in.
Yeah.
And what does that tell you about the enthusiasm gap between the left, among Democrats and among Republicans?
Yeah, and Romney will tell you that these debates, he's been introduced to America, whereas he's been somewhat suppressed by the mainstream media and made out to be a bad guy for so long that with these three debates, four if you want to count the Ryan debate, with Biden, it's done wonders for the campaign.
Yeah, and every single one of these debates, he's taken one or two opportunities to stop and talk about what he accomplished through bipartisanship in Massachusetts when he was governor of Massachusetts. And if you look at those dial-o-meters, they're kind of ridiculous, but it's important to note that is a real winner.
Yeah.
And on every one of those things, he goes through the charts on both, you see both the red and blue lines, both Democratic viewers and Republican viewers. It just shoots up to like 90-95% support because he's talking about what he did through bipartisanship. And if there's one thing you can say President Obama has not even attempted in his 4 years, it's, when he said that it was going to be a new kind of politics, a post-partisan politics, what he meant was he was going to abolish any input by Republicans, and they were going to run all the tables, and you do it the Democratic way or the Democrats' way or no way at all.
Yep. All right, Charlie, out of time for this week. Great to talk to you. We'll do it again. Wish there was one more debate, but there isn't. See you later.
Likewise.
Take care. Charlie Hurt writes a nuclear option column. It's called Exceptionalism Obama versus Bowing Obama. Check it out.